Now, prior to, so between, I just want to make sure I understand the timeline. So then between 46 and 50, what was your involvement before you were an actual innkeeper? What was your involvement at the inn?
Mainly skiing, and I became enamored of one Henry Simoneau at that point, who was teaching slalom. But I was pretty well concentrated on skiing because I decided I wasn't of the temperament for a racer. On the other hand, Susie Weil, Susie Cooper, she had no nerves. She'd go down anything. But we all loved slalom. And so we did a lot of slalom, and there were our friends, the Warner boys, who started a lodge, and Stowe was expanding at that point. Well, I ran a tea shop for 1 year after getting back from Europe, the Konditoreis in Austria and Switzerland. I thought, well, why don't I do a conditorei in Stowe? Well, I rented Mrs. Eggleston's little brown house on the Route 108 for a year, and had a very successful year.
Where was that house? Where exactly is
There's
that?
now a modern house on it. She was Mrs. Ware, and it was just north of the what's that Mexican
The
restaurant?
Cactus Cafe,
It's now it's something like
or the
that. Yeah, we were a
Miguel's.
couple of houses
Okay.
north of that, west of that. It was a little brown house, and there's now a sort of ordinary New England cottage type thing put up.
So how did the tea business go?
The tea business went very well, and actually, I had 129 people in there the last day of the season. I also sold casseroles out of there, but I had to pay Darby Chambers to make brownies because the back of my stove had no back. So I couldn't make brownies myself, so I had to buy the brownies. So, however, I did make very good cinnamon toast with cooked cinnamon and butter together, you know, sugar, butter, and cinnamon. And I used to make fresh toast and spread that. That was very, very popular, along with good tea. Kept the teapot on the hearth so people could help themselves. And I think I've ended up by charging a flat rate of something like $3 for tea and a brownie or tea and a cookie or something. But anyway, I didn't lose any money. I made enough to pay the rent anyway.
Where were you living at that time?
At the house, at that house,
At the
right
house
there at the
where
inn. Yeah, I
when you,
mean my tea shop.
yes, okay.
That was the original Baggy Knees.
Okay.
And the person who thought of that was Susie Weil. So why don't you call it the Baggy Knees? So when Marie Riso came along, and she opened, and I just ran for 1 year because the house sank about 2 inches while we had the final party. So I decided, no, I had to have a proper house. I had to decide to go into business for that sort of thing. But mentally, I wasn't quite set up for that yet. I was having too good a time skiing. And I didn't need to earn my living at that point. And so I went back to being an innkeeper, and then eventually acceded to running the place when Gordy wanted to go into the clothing business.
So